You're listening to the Happy Hour Podcast with Dr. Jay Dene. The Happy Hour Podcast is a space for the self-aware, accomplished woman and leader, professionally or personally, to connect, learn, and grow, fueled by her feminine juices. Listen to hear strategies and processes from Dr. Jay Dene and other experts to begin working to live a full and satisfying life while amplifying your leadership effectiveness.
Good morning, and welcome back to Power Up Your Authentic Leader. And I'm Dr. Jay Dene. And so we've done quite a bit of processing and thinking and sort of unearthing some things about ourselves that works nicely to get us started. We talked about your plan. If you haven't been able to give it as much time and attention as you would like, I hope that you at least have had an opportunity to create a skeleton for your plan. And so I'm hoping that what we talk about today will help you to refine that plan or to adjust that plan if you need to. Today, I just want us to sort of talk a little bit about the role of being a leader. And I want to kind of spin off of a book by Ken Blanchard and Mark Miller. These are authors of Great Leaders Grow, Becoming a Leader for Life. This is a great book. I mean, it's a really simple read. It gets right to the point, and I love books. I love personal development, self-help books that get right to the point. This is a very simple read that does exactly that. It gives you what you need. It just dumps the information and let you go off and do with it what you will. But a couple of points that these authors make. One is that great leaders are learners. So every leader is a learner, right? And so you actually become a lifelong learner. We know that we have to learn because things are always shifting and we have to prepare ourselves for the move and the shift. We have to be innovative. We have to adjust to what's trending sometimes, depending on what we're doing. And then we have to prepare our staff to do that. We have to mobilize our people in order to make sure that we are on the cutting edge or that we are keeping up with standards in the organization or that we are reflective in providing the services that our customers actually want, right? The same also happens within our families, depending on what's happening socially. We have to be ready and willing to adjust our leadership style there. What I want us to do, though, is that I want us to take those same concepts as we've always done, and I want them to apply to us as an authentic being, right? And so the whole idea is that we are evolving into a more authentic leader. If we are already there, we may have some people who feel like they're there. And for those of us who aren't, then we are getting to that place. So they say that leaders are learners, and we can understand that. They also talk about a similar concept and that leaders, that great leaders grow. They provide an acronym for GROW, and the G stands for gain knowledge. The R stands for reaching out. The O stands for opening up your world. And the W in GROW stands for walking toward wisdom. And what I want for us to do is to think about how these acronym of GROW and how we're growing as great leaders applies to that portion of our plan that we shared yesterday and that we've started to think about the systematic reflector part of our plan. Because I know that we are awesome with what we do. Some of us are A-type personalities, so we know that all our I's are dotted, our T's are crossed. We wake up in the middle of the night because we had that great idea. We realize that error that we made, and we want to fix it. We want everything to be perfect. And A-type personalities generally carry a whole lot of stress, and they oftentimes become sick. And we really have to begin to evaluate our lives to figure out, is this really worth it? Yeah, we want to do great work. We want to have phenomenal results. We want to be known as leaders in our field. We want to be on point and ready to go every day for the people who are depending on us. But we cannot continue to do that as a personal sacrifice to our health and our happiness. Okay? So I just want you to realize that in this concept of GROW, although this leader talks about it from an organizational standpoint, I really want us to talk about it from a personal standpoint. So I just want us to just pick apart a few of these elements to really think about how we can become systematic reflectors of these ideas. So again, GROW. The G stands for gaining knowledge. And so one of the things that he talks about is knowing our strengths and our weaknesses and to know more deeply the people that we lead. But I want us to really think about that in terms of who we are, because I want you to be a leader in your own life first. what I want to point out here is that in this process of reflecting, we don't want to be hard on ourselves, especially if we're that A-type personality. We really do have to let that go and allow ourselves to be human, okay? So continue to identify in that portion as we are now thinking about what's working for us and what's not. We should be able to say now or more clearly, we may have identified a strength. We may have identified a new weakness. And I want us to own that, not to belabor it, but just to own it. And then what did you learn about yourself in this process? As you took those steps, what did you learn? So the authors talk about reach out to others and to invest in the growth of others and to make sure that we have a mentoring relationship. And I like that. Like, I really, really love that in terms of how we apply it for our organization or for our company. But I want us to turn it on ourselves. And I want us to ask ourselves, are we always looking for ways to invest in ourselves? Right? They don't have to be big ways. They can be small ways. It can be just taking a sit down, 5 minute sit down before you get home. I mean, when you get home to have a cup of tea, or maybe before you get home, or the music that you listen to before you get in the door. But I want us to think about, how are we doing that? Do we have a mentor relationship? Is there someone who does well in their personal life that you would like to mimic? Or you know a great leader who seems very well balanced? And they're phenomenal at work, but they have a lot of fun in their personal life too. All right. So I want you to consider that. The O is open your world. So looking for opportunities to grow personally outside of the workplace and working with those mentors to help you to bring about that growth in yourself that you really desire to bring, to manifest that change that you have already identified. And the last thing is to walk in wisdom. So you consistently tell yourself the brutal truth about who you are as a person, who you are as a leader, without judgment and without being too hard, and actually forgiving yourself in the process for not being perfect. Do you have a group of people who you can connect with regard to this change that you want to bring about, or this new person that you want to become? Have you embedded yourself in a community that has a similar ideas and energy that you hope to bring about in your own life? So I hope that helps you. It's just important that you continue to reflect on your own process, continue to reflect on what you're doing and if it's working for you. So remember that you have to be a leader in your own life first.
So I want you to keep in mind as we move along that you are on your journey, and I want you to be kind and gentle to yourself along the way. I also want you to stay in touch with me on Instagram at Dr. J. Dene. And until the next time, take good care of yourself. Bye-bye.